sip of wine. It's summertime.
Bringing it back to my house so we can talk about your house. Join the conversation by giving us a dial at 1-888-767-4348. If you're one of the subscribers to the Rosie on the House newsletter, it'll come to your email box every Thursday, and it'll tell you basically what we're going to cover this particular Saturday. So if it's something that grabs your interest, you can kind of set your little calendar to make sure you don't miss the show. And this Thursday in the newsletter, we're talking about keeping your cool with shade, sunscreens, super cooling, and more, which just happens to tie in to the number one question we were asked last week at Rosie on the House is, why does my ceiling fan spin two different directions? Did you know ceiling fans used properly can actually warm you in the winter months? And they do that by you getting on a little ladder and reaching up above the fan blades, and there'll be a little sliding switch generally to reverse your fan. It will then pull air from the room and push it up towards the ceiling. You want it operating in that mode on the lowest speed because you don't want to feel moving air. But it will take air out of the middle of the room, push it up to the ceiling, and the warm air that's congregating there will then find its way to the walls and find its way down. You're actually creating a small circuit of air, taking the warm air that rises naturally and reintroducing it down into the living environment at 7 feet and below. Now, the higher the ceiling is, the more hot air is stored up there. In that case, you may have to go to speed two to get that to work. But generally speaking, you don't want to feel a draft or breeze. Then you're defeating your purpose. Now, in the summer, you want the fan spinning counterclockwise, okay? And you want the ceiling fan to be pulling air from the top of the blades, pushing it down into the room. Now, that doesn't cool the room off 1 degree. It does not cool the room off 1 degree. But it creates across your skin what we call the wind chill effect. Those of you from the north know, when you watch the Weather Channel, they always give you the ambient temperature, 14 degrees. With a 27-mile-an-hour wind out of the northeast, it feels like -9. That's the wind chill. What does it feel like? Well, all a ceiling fan is doing is creating a wind chill across your skin. And in the summer, with it pulling the air off the ceiling, pushing it down into the room, you can have those fan blades moving as fast as you want. It doesn't matter. The quicker the wind is blowing, the more chill effect you're going to have on your skin. Now, what you don't want to do, generally speaking, is run a ceiling fan in an empty room. Because like I say, unless it's helping you overcome circulation problems from your central air conditioning system and your ductwork, it's not accomplishing one thing in an empty room. Now, it's not that big a deal because it only costs 1 penny an hour to run a ceiling vent. So you're not wasting a lot of electricity, but you are wasting a little. You're not accomplishing anything.
Now, what about on a patio, let's say, and it's a real still day? You know, would circulating that air underneath the patio for a penny an hour help the ambient temperature around the outside of your home?
No.
Bringing that heat gain down?
No, it doesn't change ambient temperature unless you turn the misting system on that does lower the ambient temperature and then circulated that in and amongst the patio up against the house, creating a thermal barrier between your living space and the outside edge of the patio, which is a very strategic thing to do and a very smart thing to do. But just circulating hot air on your patio won't do one thing to reduce the heat gain at your house. So that was our most asked question this week, is why does my ceiling fan have a reverse direction? And it is for seasonal adjustment. In the summer, you want it spinning counterclockwise in the as fast as you want it to. In the winter, you want it spinning clockwise at a very low speed. You don't want to feel the draft. You don't want wind chill hitting your skin when you're trying to warm your house.
Of course, you can get a two-in-one system, those misting fans. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can do that. So in the conversation of keeping your cool, we're talking shade. Now we've talked our way through the ceiling fan conversation. Now let me talk a little bit about sunscreens. I mentioned it earlier. It's quickly becoming another one of my soapboxes. A church we used to go to, the pastor would always say, you people. We quit going to that church. But you people are installing sunscreens all wrong. A sunscreen must be installed with an air gap between the screen and the window frame. So don't attach the screen directly to the frame. Put a little spacer in there. I don't care if it's a quarter inch spacer, a little neoprene spacer. Use a quarter inch or half inch longer screw. And then have the screen not against the window frame. And you definitely never want the sunscreen material so saggy that it's laying against the window. That's defeating your whole purpose. So with a sunscreen installed with a quarter inch gap between the screen frame and the window frame, it allows a little bit of natural convection conduction. As the glass and everything gets hot, it vents itself out. It eliminates the heat buildup that some sunscreens do create. So you've got the shade screening the house. Then you've got the roll-down screens shading your patio. Then you've got the spaced and gapped window screen mounted to every window frame. Now you've got the layers of protection. Now, when Jennifer takes that little infrared thermal thermometer and shoots the aluminum on the window frame that's unprotected, it's easily over 160, 170 degrees. That's a little radiator heater that's going directly to the inside of your home. You take the shade, especially if you multi-layer your shade, you're going to get that down to about ambient temperature, about 120, 110 degrees. You've cut 50 or 60 degrees off the heater that's heating your bedroom in the middle of the summer. Now, that's worth a little money, and I will tell you, sunscreens do happen to be one of your highest returns on investment when they're installed correctly. And I'll tell you what you people do is the sunscreen frame has a little rubber spline in it. And that's what's holding the screen to the frame. The spline should be installed facing out. But some people find that aesthetically unsatisfactory. So they apply the spline in. That means the screen is touching the frame and probably touching the glass and is only accomplishing a fraction of what it's capable of accomplishing if it were installed correctly. So you people just listen up.
You do that way too well.
You people.
He's supposed to be we.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Not you.
All right.
And a lot of times, sunscreens, you don't have to do just one window treatment. And I know we can start adding up and getting expensive, but it is, in most cases, in most homes, the single largest source of heat gain into your home, and especially for ones that have zero shade from the outside, tree, or, it may be a multi-tiered. You can have an awning on top of a window that has a sunscreen on it. And your big drapes on the inside. Now, the interior doesn't do a whole lot, but you've got those solar screens that roll up and down that, it's one more layer. The window treatment itself absorbs the heat once it's inside the home and, transfers less heat into the air temperature. But, most everyone, you want to get your heat reduction done on the outside of your home. As opposed to the inside. So
you do.
And didn't you mention that heat gain is, did you already mention this, 50% of the heat gain in the house comes through the windows?
It's the windows. Yeah. People want to buy more insulation. I think we've got everybody convinced never put radiant barrier in your attic. Man, I hope you've all got that message loud and clear over the last 10 years. You don't put ventilators on your attic and suck the air out of your attic. Never do that. Passive ventilation is okay, never mechanized. You want to spend a lot of money on state-of-the-art air conditioners mounted to old junky ductwork, but it's windows. Windows are the biggest heat gain source of your entire house. It's not your attic, it's your windows. And I'm feeling a little self-conscious about my comment about our church. I got a lot of friends there, and I'm going to catch heck next week for saying that. I love that church. We were there for 15 years. I love that church. Jennifer and I just opted to go to we opted once the kids all finished the youth group there and we were empty nesters. We wanted to go to a smaller church. So I love the church we went to. I love the church we go to now. I just didn't like you people. And I love that pastor. He's a great pastor. When you're trying to get somebody's attention, that's what you say, right? I'm talking to all you people. Now, the last thing I'm going to say on this, we're talking science of shade. And at my house, I'm just going to keep using my house as an example because it's the one Jennifer is walking around with that thermo gun. I think she's taken my temperature with that thing a couple times. On that western face, most exposed, we do have roll down blackout shades inside the house. And because we super cool, if I drop the screens on the outside of the patio and I drop the blackout shades on those windows completely and I super cool to 68 degrees, with those things done, that area of the house never has the air conditioner turn on. One time between 3 and 8, unless it's 115 degrees outside.